UC Santa Barbara researchers are asking recreational divers to participate in a giant sea bass census this week. According to experts, these fish can grow to more than 600 pounds and are making a comeback from the brink of extinction. KCBX reporter Jessica Dini has more on the census and how you can participate.
Giant sea bass, sometimes called black sea bass, was heavily fished around Catalina Island in the 1890s. Although they are making a comeback, no one really knows the size of their population. So UC Santa Barbara researchers are asking recreational divers and snorkelers to report sightings of the species all along the California coast during a week when the fish are likely to be in shallow water. Milton Love is an associate research biologist with UCSB's Marine Science Institute, and he wants the public's help to determine the size of the population.
So what this will give us is actually not the most accurate count of how many giant sea bass there are in California. To do that, there's some very specialized methodology, but it should give us the minimum number. And once you have the minimum number, you can start entertaining the idea that the population is healthy. So it's kind of a metric for how healthy is the population.
Local diver, fisherman, and Pismo Beach dive shop owner Bill Bookout says the giant sea bass have already been spotted locally, and he expects an influx of customers during this week.
Oh yeah, we see them in the kelp beds out here. Gigantic. And in Shell Beach, we have a couple kelp beds that are real good areas for the sea bass.
Bookout says they have been overfished, and for a while, it was extremely rare to ever spot these creatures. Love says their comeback is a step in the right direction towards improving the health of the oceans as well. For divers and snorkelers interested in participating in the Great Giant Sea Bass Count, more detailed instructions can be found on our website at kcbx.org. Jessica Dini, KCBX News.